What is up, boozers, hubbers, stalkers, whoever you might be? I have a story to tell. Well, kind of some bad news, good news and some bad news. The bad news is my Toshiba laptop is dead. I came home Sunday night and I was doing, actually I was updating iTunes. This is a funny thing, because I always bitched about just how awful iTunes is as a Windows application. And you know, it probably doesn't have to do anything with iTunes, I was updating it, then it just suddenly froze, stayed that way for about 2 to 3 minutes, and then just crashed. And it was I can't remember the exact error. It was a kernel one. If you want to look it up, it's Windows Stop Error 0x7a, and it's a pretty bad error. And so, okay, I shut it off, turned it on, couldn't start into Windows. So I turned it off, turned it on, couldn't launch in the startup disk, or startup prepare disk. Couldn't launch into Windows 8. Couldn't delete a partition and install Ubuntu in the open space. I could put in an Ubuntu Live CD, and I could run the PC on that, and I could access my hard. I can completely access my hard disk, but I just couldn't boot from it. So I backed it all up to my external, and so the good part is I managed to get myself a brand new laptop that is fairly powerful, or quite more powerful. I've got it from a 2 GHz 64-bit dual core to a 1.3 GHz quad core, which I guess isn't much of a big change. You see that clock speed drop down? I actually think I need to look this up, but I think it can overclock to 2.3 but we'll have to see. But the whole thing, you see the clock speed go down, but then you realize that I was running on 2 cores on my last PC, and this one's running on 4. So it balances out. 6 gigs of RAM, 500 gigabyte hard disk, which is double what I had. The onboard memory card is an ATI, or AMD Vision, I guess it's not ATI anymore, but you get the idea. And it's half a gig onboard, so that's also double the graphics power. Ran Portal 2 on it last night, UT3, a couple of other old ones. Everything was running beautifully. The only thing that stressed me out about it is payment, but I think I've got that pretty down pat. It should be okay. And yeah, I'll just be cutting off on some of the frivolous game spending in order to pay for this thing. There's only maybe one game that I want in the next one or two games that I want in the next couple of months anyways, and that's Heroes of Ruin and Mario Tennis Open, believe it or not. And the screen is just beautiful. It's not necessarily because of the better graphics chip or its better video capabilities. Compared to my Toshiba, which is an LCD, this is a backlit LED screen. It's damn bright. And it looks beautiful, too. It's like, I might actually need to take breaks of this thing, because, you know, my eyes. Or if I can find my glasses, which were to help with eye strain a bit, maybe I'll have to start wearing those to the PC again. Also, Google finally released the ROM, released the ice cream sandwich ROM for the Nexus SI i9020A, did a quick search for it, since I was still looking for it, had nothing over the air yet. Search for it, oh, they posted the ROM for it, so I flashed it over, updated it, and now I am running Ice Cream Sandwich on my Nexus S. Thank you for finally getting that out, Google. And that's also beautiful, and it's also a beautiful thing, too. So there we go, new PC, OS, so updated on my phone. Everything's good after a pretty bad weekend. Just paying for the PC that stresses me out. But anyways, I've got that all figured out. I should be good. That is all. I will see you later, boozers.